From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch, saying how pleased we are that you've decided to be with us for today's program. In the course of this next 28 minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring a message from the Word of God. You'll hear some Christ-honoring sacred music and the hot topic of the day. From the 13th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, Dr. Cairns has been preaching a message called Christ the Divine Teacher, dealing especially with our Lord's use of parables. Rather than simple illustrations taken from everyday life, these parables conveyed deep spiritual truths, yet many failed to understand them because of their determination to continue in their sin. In the case of others, God in His sovereign grace enabled them to believe the gospel to the saving of their souls. In closing the message, Dr. Cairns echoes the Savior's warning, "Take heed how ye hear." First, Dr. Cairns brings today's hot topic, Presbyterian Church Promotes Hinduism's Yoga.
Recently, I received a letter from a listener who told me of attending a meeting for grieving people who had lost a loved one, at which the speaker was a Presbyterian minister whose advice to them was to, quote, look to the trees for healing. As my correspondent all too vividly recalls, he did not utter one word to direct grieving souls to the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, he did not speak a single word about Him. As my correspondent said, that was the last straw for me. I applaud her courage to repudiate such blatant apostasy. That was not the only evidence of the downgrade of Presbyterianism in her area. She sent me an article from her local press announcing that the local Presbyterian Church adult education program, quotes, will offer gentle yoga classes with a certified yoga instructor. The advice to grieving people to look to the trees for healing sounds like pantheism. The promotion of yoga is pagan. I know that many will claim that yoga is simply a way of fine-tuning the body with exercises or calming the mind with mental disciplines. Wittingly or unwittingly, those who make such claims are covering over the truth. Let me give you a dictionary definition of yoga. Yoga is a group of ancient spiritual practices originating in India. As a general term, in Hinduism, it has been defined as referring to technologies or disciplines of asceticism and meditation, which are thought to lead to spiritual experience and profound understanding or insight into the nature of existence. Outside India, yoga is mostly associated with the practice of asanas, postures, of hatha yoga, or as a form of exercise, although it has influenced the entire Dharmic religions family and other spiritual practices throughout the world. Notice the emphasis on spiritual religious practices. And if you recall that the Dharmic family of religions refers to Hinduism, Buddhism, Jainism, and Sikhism, you will see that yoga is intrinsically a religious exercise. Take another definition. The term yoga comes from a Sanskrit word which means yoke or union. Traditionally, yoga is a method of joining the individual self with the divine universal spirit or cosmic consciousness. Physical and mental exercises are designed to help achieve this goal, also called self-transcendence or enlightenment. On the physical level, yoga postures, called asanas, are designed to tone, strengthen, and align the body. These postures are performed to make the spine supple and healthy and to promote blood flow to all the organs, glands, and tissues, keeping all the bodily systems healthy. On the mental level, yoga uses breathing techniques and meditation to quiet, clarify, and discipline the mind. However, experts are quick to point out that yoga is not a religion, but a way of living with health and peace of mind as its aims. No doubt the Presbyterian Church in question will tout the physical benefits of yoga, but the fact remains that claiming that it's not a religion is misleading. I agree, yoga is not a religion, but Hinduism is a religion, and yoga has been historically an integral part of Hinduism. It is a false way of seeking union with the divine. Thus, it is fundamentally antagonistic to the gospel. There's no getting around that. It has no place in the Christian church or in the life of an individual Christian. There are exercise programs that don't carry the heathen baggage that yoga does. But considerations like that have never weighed much with churches that have added the practices of heathen religion to their profession of Christianity.
This is Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're glad for the blessing that the Lord has been to your heart through the preaching of the Word of God. And many of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. Among other things, we'd like to remind you of our quarterly magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly. A new edition is now available, and it's free to those who ask. This particular issue of the LTBS Quarterly contains a wonderful story of the wonder of full redemption based on 1 Corinthians 15, written by Dr. Charles Barrett. Other articles that you will find to be inspiring and challenging include five different articles on the doctrines of grace by five of our Free Presbyterian ministers. Also, there's a focus on the wonderful city of Dundee, Scotland, which was the home of the great preacher Robert Murray McShane. Very inspiring articles. You may have the magazine free simply by asking for it. You may write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish to email us, that address is ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. And don't forget the word radio. That's ltbsradio.com. We do hope to hear from you, and we also hope that you will join us on our website this week.
Parables of the kingdom, without getting into the details, the rule of God in the souls of man. The lordship and kingship of Christ in the hearts and lives and service of those who name his name. These are parables, therefore, about Christ's sovereignty and our submission and our service for his glory. And I tell you, few there are who have an interest at heart in such a Savior. Men and women, the seriousness of this comes out in two things. With this I'll close. First, the Lord Jesus says, these people who don't want to hear, they're going to lose what they have. Or as Luke says,
what they seemed to have. The Jews boasted many privileges. They lost them all. Like many in our churches today, they glory in many things that they count more precious than Christ and His gospel. And I tell you today on the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ that whatever you count more precious than Christ, in losing Christ you will lose them as well. And especially when you lose the very preaching of the gospel and the very ability and opportunity to hear. That leads me to the second serious implication. In the light of all this, think of the words of Christ in Luke 8:18. After the parable of the sower, take heed, therefore, how ye hear. Take heed, therefore, how ye hear. And I'm going to be very simple and very blunt. You're either hearing with the ear, with a hearing that does have no effect whatsoever upon your heart, or you're hearing with the heart and believing with the heart and responding with the heart. One or the other. Take heed how you hear. There are some of you today, and God knows every heart. You have brains, we would say in Northern Ireland, brains to burn. You have more than you need. You can memorize the text. You can understand the teaching in logical and grammatical terms. But that's as far as it goes. Your hearing, so that you don't see and don't understand. You're hearing in such a way as to stultify your conscience. You're hearing in such a way as to put up barriers against Jesus Christ. I want you to be very careful, because listen to me, yea, rather listen to Christ. Soon even that will be taken from you. And if in your heart today you are saying, I do not want the sovereign lordship of Christ in my life, then beware, because as you harden your heart, He'll leave you to it. Seek Him. Remember this, Spurgeon put it beautifully. I couldn't put it better. Salvation is all of grace. Cry to Christ graciously to save you. Salvation is all of grace. Damnation is all of sin. Salvation is all of Christ. Damnation is all of self. He is the sovereign who saves, but you're the sinner whom He holds responsible for your own sin and for all its consequences. He will, and I make this statement without any fear of contradiction, He will lead all who desire it into the fullness of saving truth. Take that with you. These people who came and got the instruction to you it is given were the ones who came desiring, asking, inquiring, yearning and seeking. To all who desire it, he will give the fullness of saving truth. To all who desire it, he will give his grace to life eternal. That's why the book ends with that great invitation I've already emphasized. Whosoever will. Do you will to have Christ? Do you want to have Christ? Then the Bible says there's not a thing in the world to hinder you. Come and welcome to Jesus. I hope you've seen a little this morning that the usual dichotomy, the controversy illicitly raised between the sovereignty of God and the free offer of the gospel, the decree of divine election and the call, whosoever will let him come, is all bogus. It's something invented by the carnal minds of men to try and obscure the gospel. If you don't have a sovereign Savior, you have no Savior. If you don't have a Savior who has power and sovereign grace to intervene at his will and save the guiltiest, then there's none of us has any hope. We have a sovereign Savior, but never allow the sovereignty of God to become an excuse for your sin, for it's not. Never allow the sovereignty of God to become an excuse for your unbelief, for it's not. The truth of Christ challenges you and me today, and I leave you again with the assertion, if you will know the truth, then he's willing to make it known. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. In just a moment, the meeting will be over. Grace that is greater than all our sin. Grace that can overcome the vilest and the foulest and the wickedest of unbelief. That's the grace of God in Jesus Christ. He speaks to you and me today as we are able to hear it. Will you hear? And as the prophet says, your soul shall live. Will you hear? Or will you not? Be careful of plugging your ears against the gospel, lest you find they'll never be unplugged. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. Wouldn't like you in any way to be hindered by statements about Mr. Brehm and I traveling today. We are your servants for Christ's sake. First things come first. This is the first thing. If we can help you to Christ, that would be our joy. Make sure you seek the Lord. Some of you young people particularly who have got it all in your head, remember there are so many wrong ways of hearing. If you're hearing with your ears so that your heart will not respond, you're hearing wrong. Oh, it's time to come and inquire. And as you do, Christ will make himself known. Father in heaven, bless thy word to every heart. We thank thee for a sovereign Savior and a powerful Redeemer, a great Christ who is able to save to the uttermost all that come unto God by him. We thank thee that his blood has lost none of its power. It makes sinners clean. It reconciles them to God. It justifies them. Bless God, today the blood opens heaven and closes hell to the believer in Christ. And we pray that thou wilt bring souls to the Savior this day, to him who is the sovereign Lord of all salvation. Hear our prayer. And part us with the blessing of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be the abiding portion of all thy blood-bought church today and evermore. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairn saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.